I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Do you know the name of the instrument most often linked to Hawaii? Here are some clues. Its name very loosely translates as jumping flea. It belongs to the lute family of instruments fashioned in four different sizes, and its origins come from Portugal. The answer is the ukulele, in translation, jumping flea, is commonly associated with music from Hawaii, so named perhaps because of the movement of the player's fingers. However, this is without any historical verification. As a recognized member in the family of lute instruments, it's worth noting that the origins of the ukulele hail from Portugal, and only later in the 19th century was it adopted and popularized in Hawaii, where its predecessor, the Portuguese braguinha, or machete de braga, a smaller guitar-like string instrument, is in like manner supplied with four strings. Seafaring Spanish immigrants were responsible for introducing what would become Hawaii's favorite instrument, as the lure of economic opportunity attracted more and more immigrants to Hawaii's sugar plantations. By 1850, Hawaii had positioned itself as a thriving economic power that needed more workers, many coming from Portugal, who arrived to the delight of the Hawaiians with their songs and braguinhas in hand. The braguinha, forerunner to the ukulele, was initially crafted and employed on the Madeira island of Portugal, where it was referred to as machete de braga, a musical offspring of early Middle Eastern and European lute-like instruments that were plucked. In time, machete de braga became fully welcomed by the Hawaiians, reimagined with its new name, ukulele, and friendlier design to make it more comfortable for beginning players to negotiate. The ukulele, now fitted with four nylon strings, generally fashioned from wood, was assigned fretted necks with diverse tone and volume qualities based upon the instrument's size and composition, ranging from soprano, concert, tenor, and baritone. Now for those who fancy a good legend, here's what some say about the ukulele dating back to August 23, 1879, when a ship called Raven's Crag landed in the Honolulu Harbor. Upon arrival, after an adventurous and turbulent passage, a man, while accompanying himself on the machete de braga, started singing songs in Portuguese, in thanks for having finally reached his destination. Local Hawaiians, language differences aside, were so taken by his performance that they adopted the ukulele, still popular at home, as it resonates with a steady number of musicians worldwide who continue to find its sound worthy of celebration.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.